It has been another contentious day on Capitol Hill today as Attorney General William Barr faces questions from members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. This is the first time he's been questioned in public by lawmakers since the release of the redacted Mueller report. Today, Republican Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham declared the Mueller investigation over and said he'd turn his attention to investigating the origins of the report. Democrats have been grilling Barr on his interpretation of obstruction of justice. Let's bring in NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith, who's been following today's hearing. Hi, Tam.
Hi.
So Lindsey Graham asked Barr a number of questions today, summarizing how he felt about the report and other issues. Let's take a listen to an extended clip here.
You would support an effort by Congress working with the administration to harden our electoral infrastructure?
Yes.
Is that one of the takeaways of the Mueller report?
Yes.
Do you share my concerns about the FISA warrant process?
Yes.
Do you share my concerns about the counterintelligence investigation, how it was opened and why it was opened?
Yes.
Do you share my concerns that the lack of professionalism in the Clinton email investigation is something we should all look at?
Yes.
Well, they sound like they're on the same page about a lot of things there, Tam. Give us a sense of what Republicans, first of all, have been trying to do today.
Not talk about the substance of the Mueller report. That's what they've been trying to do today. So Lindsey Graham, within moments of the hearing starting, was talking about Hillary Clinton and her emails. Graham was reading text messages between Strzok and Page. These are people who, if you follow the president's Twitter feed, you've heard about a lot. They are Justice Department and FBI officials that had a relationship and texted a lot of mean things about President Trump, but they were also involved in investigations. So in short, if it was something that could be talked about that was marginally related to the investigation or not at all related to the investigation, Republicans were asking about it.
Okay. And the attorney general was also talking today about something that's been in the news since last night, the four-page summary that he gave of the Mueller report and about the interactions that he had with Robert Mueller. We learned last night that Mueller sent a letter to Barr after that summary saying that Mueller didn't feel the initial summary fully represented Mueller's conclusions. Here's what Barr had to say about that.
I asked him if he was suggesting that the March 24th letter was inaccurate, and he said no, but that the press reporting had been inaccurate and that the press was reading too much into it. And I asked him, you know, specifically what his concern was, and he said that his concern focused on his explanation of why he did not reach a conclusion on obstruction. And he wanted more put out on that issue.
This is something that maybe we'll learn more about if Mueller himself testifies on Capitol Hill. But tell us more about what Barr had to say about it.
Right. It really felt like Mueller is the missing man in the room. There were just a number of questions throughout this hearing where Barr was asked what Mueller thought or Barr was recounting what Mueller said to him. You know, the real substance of it is a line from the letter that Mueller sent to Barr, essentially complaining that he had put out this summary of the top line conclusions. The letter says that he felt that Barr's summary did not fully capture the context, nature, and substance of the office's work and conclusions. Barr, for his part, keeps saying, well, it wasn't a summary. He had a number of contentious exchanges with senators where he was like, no, it's not a summary. It was just the verdict. It was the top line conclusions. And as for the larger summaries that Mueller wanted to be released, the actual summaries, Barr said, once the Mueller report was handed over to me, it was mine. It was my baby, and I decided how I wanted it released. He felt he had to release some sort of top-line conclusions because of the political moment and all of the speculation, but he didn't want to release it piece by piece.
Okay. The Republicans control the Senate Judiciary Committee, but there are Democrats asking questions as well today. Here's the ranking member, Dianne Feinstein, asking about the president's efforts to fire Robert Mueller, and here's what Barr said.
As the report indicates, it could also have been the case that that he was primarily concerned about press reports and making it clear that he never outright directed the firing of Mueller. So in terms of the request to ask McGahn to memorialize that fact, we do not think in this case that the government could show corrupt intent beyond a reasonable doubt.
That would be Don McGahn, the former White House counsel. How did Democrats react to that and other things that Barr was saying today?
Yeah, there were a lot of furrowed brows and a lot of disbelief. In this case, and he made this argument several times, Barr was saying there's a distinction between calling for someone's firing and calling that they be removed because of conflicts, because then Mueller would have been replaced by someone else. That was Barr's argument. It didn't seem like Democrats on the committee were buying that.
And will we hear from Barr tomorrow before the House Judiciary Committee run by the Democrats? Do we know?
That remains a wide open question. As far as we know, the hearing is still on. As for whether Barr will actually appear at that hearing, there is still a big debate about how it will be conducted, who will ask questions, how many questions, how long. And for now, he has not agreed to show up.
NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith, thank you.
You're welcome.